Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew preaches the first in a two-part series entitled Eternal Security. This sermon was preached on October 11th, 2020. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the Second Epistle of Peter, chapter 1, beginning with verse 10.
Eternal security. 2 Peter 1:10 says, "Therefore, my brothers and sisters, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall." An amazing statement from St. Peter, who was going to be crucified, but he knew God was with him to help him. God is with us, and he is telling us to make your calling and election sure. Are you truly saved, or are you a fake in the church? A lot of people, they think they are saved. So I will teach you a few things if you pay attention. Obedience proves calling and election. Obedience all of life. The church doesn't speak about obedience, because pastors don't believe in obedience. Obedience proves eternal salvation based on divine election and regeneration by the Holy Spirit. Matthew 7:24 says, listen. Why do I say listen? Because people don't listen. Therefore, everyone, Jesus is saying, everyone who hears these words of mine and obey them, pastor's translation, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rock is Jesus Christ. In other words, such a person will never fall. Secure eternally. Can you imagine? People pretend that they are saved, and the moment they die, they go to hell. There are deceived Christians. They do not obey. And in the Old Testament, Exodus 21, 5 and 6, you can read it. A slave says, I don't like freedom. I love my master. I don't want to be free. And he is taken to the judges and put a hole in the earlobe. When you see the hole in the earlobe, he is saying, speak, Lord, your servant here to do. Obedience, sir. What about your children? Are they obedient? So obedience proves you are saved and secure all of life. Eternal security is something God wants you to enjoy. Through lifelong obedience to God and His delegated authorities. John 15:10, Jesus said, if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in His love. John 14:15, it says, if you love me, you will obey my commands. Saint Paul says in Romans 1:5, Gentiles are called to the obedience that come from faith. Obedience is not optional. Obedience is a must if you are truly saved. If you have eternal life. John 14:21, 23, and 24. Listen, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. Now listen, Hebrews 5:8-9. Although he was Son, eternal Son, Pastor's translation, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Tell me, what proves that you are eternally secure? Obedience all of life. And Jesus said, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. Did you train your children to obey you, thus obey God? Serious business, sir. I said, obedience is not optional. It's a must. So 3 points coming from 1 John. 1 John 2:29. Listen. Only the regenerate that is born of God obeys and therefore eternally secure. Holy Spirit dwells in that regenerate person. You go to a church and do they preach on obedience? Do they preach on regeneration? If you know that He is righteous, God is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of Him. Born again person is a spiritual person, spirit indwelt person. 1 Corinthians 2:14-15. If you are not obedient, you are not born of God, you are a pagan. And your destiny is eternal hell. Every true Christian has been regenerated for the purpose that he may repent and trust in Jesus Christ. Regeneration is God's monergistic work because a sinner is an enemy of God, living in trespasses and sins 24/7. A sinner can only sin. What is the Latin? Non posse, non peccare. which means not possible not to sin. He can only sin. When he is regenerated, he is posse non peccare, possible not to sin, because Holy Spirit dwells in him. He repents, he believes. Regeneration enables him to understand God's will, to do God's will, and to feel the way God wants him to feel, especially when trouble comes. Because he has a new heart, new mind, new will, new set of emotion. Without regeneration, a sinner cannot experience the kingdom of God, which is doing righteousness, leading to peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. St. Paul says, we rejoice in sufferings also. A peace of God that passeth all human understanding will fill our hearts. The regenerate love and obey God. The proof that a sinner is born of God is that he does what is right in God's sight. Do you do that, sir? The regenerate love and obey God. The proof that a sinner is born of God is what? He does what is right in God's sight. So we read, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them, Jesus said, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Jesus is the rock. He secures, eternally secure. 1 John 2, 3 through 6, we know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. Make your calling and election sure. Make sure you obey God and obey pastor and obey parents, obey police. We know that we have come to know him as Savior and Lord if we obey his commands, teaching them to obey whatsoever I have commanded you. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, he is a liar. And the truth is not in him. He is an antinomian. He is against God's law. But if anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must obey as Jesus did. Jesus is our model. Must obey as Jesus obeyed his Father by the Holy Spirit. Pastors are to teach believers by the authority of God. That's why I don't beg anybody. I command. 1 Thessalonians 4:2 and 8. You go home and read it. The authority of a pastor is the authority of Christ. And he never begs. The born of God has a lifestyle of godliness, holiness. What is the chief end of man? It is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. If you do not obey God, you are not born of God. You are not elect. You are not called. You are not saved. The devil is your father. As we read in John 8:44, you belong to your father. Jesus said to the Pharisees, your father is the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, because he is a liar and father of all lies. What is the proof that you have been born of God? That you have the life of God in the soul of man. You obey God and His delegated authorities immediately, exactly, joyfully by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you love God and obey His commands. Don't be deceived in this one action. Be eager to make your calling and election sure. If you do this, you will never fall, because you are regenerate. A regenerate person cannot become unregenerate. He is a regenerate person because he is elect before creation of the world. I don't understand, but I believe everything. Point number two. 1 John 3:9. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed, life, remains in him. No one who is born of God will continue to sin. The reason? Because God's seed, God's life, remains in him. He is born again. The regenerated person may sin. David sinned, but he repented. The Holy Spirit convicted him of his sin, and he truly repented. As Psalm 32 and 51 reveal, a Christian may sin, but he repents. 1 John 1:6-2:2. Listen. Why do I say listen? Because sinners are prone to not to listen, especially the Word of God. They like to eat a lot, but they don't want to listen to the Word of God. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar. His word has no place in our lives. My dear children, I write to you this so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. I said, regenerate may sin, but he will repent, convicted by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:28, he who has been stealing, let him steal no longer, but he must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that means manual labor, that he may have something to share with those in need. Thief becomes a giver. Radical 180-degree change brought up by the Holy Spirit. He dwells in us. Acts 26:20, first to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and to the Gentiles also, I preached they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds. Where is the proof? Obedient life is the proof of salvation, proof of eternal life, proof of election and calling. A regenerate person lives by repentance and saving faith all of life. A regenerate person is not perfect. He is justified, adopted, being sanctified, but not yet glorified. If one lives by sinning without repentance, he is not regenerated. He is a child of the devil. A born of God person has God's nature in him. He is a child of God. Read 1 John 3:1-3, sir.
How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure.
1 John 3:9 again. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. If your child is not repenting, Dad, Mom, I have sinned in that I disobeyed. Have mercy upon me, forgive my sins. That is repentance. I will obey you. A regenerate, effectual call of the gospel results in regeneration, repentance, and trust in our Lord Jesus Christ. Trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Jesus. A regenerate person will never continue to sin because he has been born of God by God's monergistic work. It is impossible for him to sin without repentance. The word for regeneration appears 7 times in 1 John in perfect passive form. What does that mean? Regeneration took place in the past. The effect continues to the present and all of life. Point number 3, sir. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, Pastor's translation, sacrificially, because love is of God. And everyone who loves sacrificially has been born of God and knows God, meaning loves God and enjoys fellowship with God and His people. Born of God, loves God and obeys God and loves the family of God and serve them. This is how we know what love is. 1 John 3:16-18. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. Sacrificial love. I die that you may live. Love your wife as Christ loved the church. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Brothers in the family of God. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? You are not born again. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. Ephesians 5:25-27, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, water of the word, and to present her to himself a radiant church, glorious church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. He died. God wants us to love one another sacrificially. And in this church, we do that. I added a 4th mark of the church, fellowship. Fellowship for the purpose of finding out what you need. Some people come to church and run away after the church is over. We are God's beloved. We are God's elect from eternity. God's elect, love one another, present tense, continually and sacrificially. You die that your brother may live. So you want to know whether he has food. What is his need? What is her need? Galatians 6:10, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. What is the proof of regeneration? Loves God, loves one another, because we are loved of God from eternity. Elect before creation. Ephesians 1:4. I don't understand it. I believe it. 2 Corinthians 5:19 and 21. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, but against Jesus. Hallelujah. Substitutionary atonement, taught in the Old Testament in Isaiah 53. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, that is love, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. In Jesus Christ, we are wisdom of God, righteousness, holiness, and glorification, redemption. In Jesus Christ, we were sinners, sir, destined to go to hell. Christ loved us and died in our place. Acts 2:44 says, all the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had need. The true mark of the church is written in Luke 6:31, do to others as you would have them do to you. And read 1 Corinthians 13, a short chapter about love. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, shall not go to hell, eternal hell, but have everlasting life, eternal life, saved eternally, eternally secure. This is why Jesus said, Matthew 6, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. 5 times, yeah. Don't worry. First thing I do is worry. And then Holy Spirit says, don't worry. God is for us. Who can be against us? The first act of God to a sinner, dead to God and living in sins and trespasses, is regeneration. Regenerate person may sin, but he will repent. As for you, Hebrews 2, 1 through 10, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
We are saved. Saved forever. When you die, you go to be with the Lord forever. Let me ask you some question and some truth. We are God's elect from eternity before the creation of the world. I don't understand it, but I believe it. Such people will hear the gospel in time. And God sent me to this other end of the world so that you can hear the gospel.
Right, Lord.
They will experience regeneration of the Holy Spirit. Number four, they will trust and obey Jesus. Jesus Christ always. The question is, do you love and obey Lord Jesus Christ? You confessed Him. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. You know what it means? He is Lord with all authority. I am His bond slave with a hole in my earlobe. My job is to hear and do. If this is true, then you fulfill 2 Peter 1:10. You will never fall. You have eternal, what's a
security.
I read Romans 8:28 through 30 and 1 Thessalonians 4:2 and 8.
And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 2 and 8. For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus.
By the authority of the Lord Jesus. Parents are speaking by the authority of the Lord Jesus. Pastors are speaking by the authority of the Lord Jesus. Keep reading.
And verse 8. Therefore, he who rejects this instruction does not reject man, but God who gives you His Holy Spirit.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we never deserved. We were Adam's sons and daughters. We never, as sinners, deserved to be chosen before creation of the world to be saved. Thank you for saving us.
Thank you, Lord.
We are glad to hear this truth. We are saved and saved forever. Help us to hear and do your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.